Continuing with our science theme, tomorrow Cincinnati Public Radio introduces a new podcast, Looking Up, with the Cincinnati Observatory's Dean Regas and Anna Heeman. The podcast will cover the latest astronomical discoveries, science and technology, and interesting facts about the stars and planets, all in a fun down-to-earth way. Here's a preview of the first episode of Looking Up.
Hey, Anna, did you know that the moon is slowly getting farther from the Earth? It's moving away at 1 inch per year.
Oh, my gosh. 1 inch per year. That's crazy.
I know. Can you believe how fast that is?
I cannot believe. Why does it want to leave us?
It doesn't.
What have we done?
We pushed it away. It's our gravity.
Emotionally.
It's moving away. But it's kind of sad. It's getting farther and farther away. That
it
means
is
every
sad.
Year it gets smaller in the sky.
Man. That is really a depressing thought.
Oh, well, sorry to bring it such a downer. I mean, we've got like thousands of years till we notice
the difference. Well, I mean, how worried should I be about this?
No, it has no effect on us whatsoever. But it's just, isn't it cool that we can figure that kind of stuff
it
out?
It is pretty cool. An inch per year.
From the studios of Cincinnati Public Radio, I'm Dean Regas, and this is Looking Up.
Science event in history. It's going to be awesome.
Wow. So imagine that. If you lived on a planet there, you'd have three suns in your sky, two yellow ones and one little red one.
Oh, this is like in Star Trek when Luke and the two moons, suns.
That definitely doesn't sound
right
at all. And I think what people get excited about with TRAPPIST-1 is all these planets are close together. Like, they're not very far apart. Like, you go from one to the other, like we go to the moon. Mm. So people have this idea of, what if they all have life on them? And do the life compete with each other? Is it a federation of planets around TRAPPIST-1? I think people start getting excited. And then people start confusing Star Trek and Star Wars and start wars and things
like that.
That
was one time.
The comet looked like a skull with flames coming off of it, ripping the Earth apart and stuff. I was like, oh my gosh.
And you thought, this is for me.
Yeah, I was terrified.
This is the fun part about being an astronomer is you get these pictures back from a billion miles away and they say the same exact thing. They're like, whoa!
Yeah.
I can see she's bummed if it's not a planet, right?
Oh, I'm excited.
Oh, believe me, so am I.
Let's just say it's a planet. I think if we say it enough, everyone will just be like, it must be.
He called me up and said, I've got this video of UFO. You guys have to check it out because I'm going to send it to the newspapers. I'm going to send it to TV, and it's going to be everywhere. And
he
it's
offered
awesome.
You an exclusive.
He did. He offered me an exclusive. But wait, I haven't gotten to the best part.
Oh, my gosh.
If I haven't sold it already.
Thank God I'm sitting down.
This podcast is going to be talking all about astronomy and outer space, from stars to planets and the universe and beyond. We're going to be talking to experts in the field, answering kid questions, talking about the Cincinnati Observatory's crank file, and all this launches on July 12th, so check it out.
Well, you can expect drama.
Drama?
All across the country.
Sounds like something out of Shakespeare or the Bible or something.
Or the Real Housewives of somewhere.
Looking Up with Dean Regas and Anna Heeman premieres tomorrow on WVXU.org and iTunes. Dean Regas joins us on Cincinnati Edition tomorrow with researchers from the University of Cincinnati as we discuss how NASA decides where to send the Mars rover to search for evidence of ancient life on the planet.